It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Thursday, October 29th. I'm Patricia Naft. Authorities arrested two men in Mesa County after finding 40 pounds of methamphetamine hidden in a compartment of an SUV. On Tuesday, the Western Colorado Drug Task Force pulled over 31-year-old Daniel Galindo Gonzalez of Denver on I-70 near Loma. In a release, investigators say they found a hidden compartment in the rear of the Jeep Liberty he was driving. In it, they discovered 40 vacuum-sealed one-pound packages of meth. It's estimated that that much methamphetamine has a street value of $1.8 million. Galindo Gonzalez and passenger 33-year-old Carlos Cornell Quintana of Denver were arrested and booked on one felony count of possession with intent to distribute and importing a Schedule II substance. Earlier that same day, authorities arrested a 38-year-old man from California in Grand Junction who reportedly admitted he was transporting marijuana to a dispensary in Denver. Investigators say they found 5 pounds of marijuana in a suitcase he was carrying on a Greyhound bus traveling from California to Denver. A local group hopes to see Telluride Gay Ski Week continue. KVNF's Laura Palmisano has more.
A local group hopes to see Telluride Gay Ski Week continue. The event recently lost a major sponsor, and as the Daily Planet reports, the Dallas-based promotional company that organized it indicated it wanted out. Fearing Gay Ski Week wouldn't happen, four area residents with experience in event planning, marketing, tourism, and hospitality decided to take it over. Rosie Cusack, a Telluride business owner, is part of that group.
It is a very strong economic week, traditionally. It is a fun week. We all like to have great times here in Telluride, and we have stepped up to do this both from a personal interest and really first and foremost, and as a business overall for our entire economy. It's very important.
On Tuesday, the Telluride Town Council approved giving the group $25,000 to help make Gay Ski Week happen. On Thursday morning, they will ask the Mountain Village Town Council for funding. Cusack says they are also seeking support from local organizations and businesses. Telluride Gay Ski Week is scheduled for late February. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
On Tuesday night, the Paonia Board of Trustees agreed to a civil judgment in the embezzling case that rocked the town a few years ago. KVNF's Jake Ryan reports.
After years and years of embezzlement, a criminal case, and prison time, the town's dealings with Kristen Chesnick are coming to a conclusion. Tuesday night, the town accepted the terms of a civil settlement with Chesnick. Throughout the discussion, the chain of events that led to the settlement were recounted. Trustee Charles Stewart gave a recap of the criminal investigation and the town's actions. Chesnick was never absolved of the embezzlement, but Stewart did point out several errors and missteps that the town made that let the theft go on and on for so long, starting with her hire.
Ms. Chesnick was appointed the town's finance officer, although she only had a high school education, no financial training, and a prior misdemeanor theft conviction. Her prior work experience was working as a clerk at a grocery store and tending bar. She was given no training, she was incapable of using the town's accounting software, and she was left unsupervised.
Stewart continued, saying that she stole $20 in 2005, but by the time it was noticed, she was stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars. She pled guilty in court to stealing almost $400,000. Stewart says it wasn't terribly sophisticated. Chesnick simply cashed checks to herself and used the town's debit card for personal expenses. But no one was watching.
No controls were in place to prevent the theft. Review of virtually any bank statement from the town's operating account would have revealed the theft.
It was tricky to nail down exactly how much was stolen because the town was paying expenses, such as crews working on the sewer system, with envelopes of cash, without receipts. With this new civil settlement, Chesnick and the town are in agreement that Chesnick owes the town about $480,000. Paoni Waltz will be in charge of the collections. Chesnick and the town are now in agreement that she owes the town about $480,000. Paonia will also be in charge of collections.
The town's collection efforts will not end. If any credible information is provided to the town Ms. Chesnick has or becomes entitled to any asset of any significance, the town will exercise those remedies.
The problem is that Chesnick doesn't have $480,000. According to the town's findings, she's actually in debt with no substantial assets. They've been looking into what she has, even hiring a private investigator to find out hidden bank accounts. they didn't. Any further litigation or investigation might just run up the total that the town might not ever be able to collect. This is Trustee David Bradford.
I think we have reached the point of diminishing returns. I think we need to accept the stipulation and move on. I really do think we've done our due diligence trying to find where this money could have gone, and is there any chance that we could get it back?
The measure to accept the settlement passed unanimously. Trustee members joked that they hoped that she wins the lottery. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Three Mesa County residents want a district court judge to determine if a candidate in a school board race is ineligible. The Daily Sentinel reports they filed a motion in court Tuesday asking a judge to immediately hear if Paul Pitten can run for the District B seat. District 51 approved Pitten to run using an outdated map, and he actually lives outside the district's boundaries. According to a just-released ranking on energy efficiency, Colorado is not doing too badly. Inside Energy's Dan Boyce has more.
Colorado ranks number 12 on the list from the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy, jumping up a bit from number 13 last year. Adam Bickford is an analyst with the Southwest Energy Efficiency Project. He believes Colorado's improvement can be traced to better transportation options, heftier building codes, and strong policies from state utilities.
We see a lot of support and a lot of momentum from our investor-owned utilities, and we want to continue to support that.
Meanwhile, other western states come in at the bottom of the energy efficiency list. Wyoming and North Dakota rank 50 and 51, respectively. The most energy efficient state? Massachusetts. Same as last year. For Inside Energy, I'm Dan Boyce.
Thank you for your generous contribution to Grassroots Community Radio KVNF. You can make your tax-deductible gift at kvnf.org. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.